Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With a two-year agreement and HBO, Showtime, and Cinemax included for a year, ask how to get $300 back when you add Xfinity Mobile and purchase a new phone. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires equal bill, paperless billing, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. New X1 starter double play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After premium promo and agreement term, regular rates apply.
Learning how to kayak in a bay off the Oregon coast. Almost getting capsized by a 40-ton whale. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts. Supercut stylists pay attention to every detail, so you get the haircut you want. And with our signature hot towel finish, you'll walk out feeling clean, sharp, and not just ready, but super ready.
Stay ready to go all summer long with a haircut from Supercuts. Check out Supercuts.com to find a salon near you.
Weekdays are always better in the summer, especially at Audubon Indoor Speedway and Events, because Mondays through Thursday, Audubon is offering one free race for every two you buy. Tracks inspired by real road race courses, but way cooler because they're indoors and air-conditioned. Audubon's fully electric Italian-made carts are ultra-modern, fun to drive, and amazingly fast, capable of speeds up to 50 miles an hour, more like electric Lamborghinis. Summer goes by really fast. If you don't hurry up, you might miss it. Get to Audubon and change the way you think about weekdays. Audubon Indoor Speedway and Events. Fast, fun, cool.
Listen up. Lessons from Snoop. Start with the basics. Everyone thinks it's all about the car and the clothes. But start with the skin. Start with the hair. And make sure down there is working. So what we gonna do right here? We gonna get dressed, look fresh. I never promise anything, but here's one thing I'm gonna promise. From me to you, go to forhims.com and get your game together. So you can look good, feel good, and perform well in the bedroom. Go to forhims.com, the wellness brand for men. They got a one-stop shop for your hair, your skin, and even for your hairline. It's $5. $5 to try it out, man. And it comes right to your crib. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Don't meet me there. Beat me there. Go to forhims.com/fresh. FORHIMS.com/fresh. FORHIMS/fresh. Go.
Take a message or supply national contest. It's time to win your radio.com cash. Download the radio.com app, favorite 92.9 FM ESPN, and win 1,000 bucks right now with this code word this hour.
The word is first. F-I-R-S-T. Text FIRST, F-I-R-S-T, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 right now. Text FIRST, F-I-R-S-T, to 72881. You have 59 minutes to text FIRST to 72881. And you got another chance to win $1,000 coming up at 6 o'clock. This hour's word is the word FIRST, F-I-R-S-T. And good luck.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Three Gary Parish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN. I'm joined now by your award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. It's Jeff Calkins. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP.
So I was talking about Aretha Franklin in the previous segment, just briefly, and I mentioned that she's one of the people on this planet who you don't even have to, you know the last name to know exactly who you're talking about. If people say Aretha, like the same person pops into everybody's head. Like, there is no other Aretha. You wouldn't go, Aretha, Aretha who? Or which Aretha? It's Aretha Franklin. Everybody knows that. And as I'm thinking through it, what I think I figured out is if you want to be a one-name celebrity, a one-name icon, it's not just enough to be awesome and unbelievable at what you do. You also have to kind of have a unique name. Otherwise, you can't quite get there, which might be a reason when you have children to name all of your children something unique so that they at least have a shot to be a one-name celebrity someday. Am I onto something here?
Well, let's examine that. Okay.
Bruce. Bruce is not a rare name, and yet Bruce is Bruce. You kind of do it. Like, Bruce, that Bruce Springsteen is a great...
There's only one Bruce.
There's only one.
How about, with all leaving aside my coffee thing, how about Frank?
No, I don't think Frank works.
You don't think people know Frank anymore? No. They once did. You think Frank? They once did.
Sinatra?
Well, of course.
Frank Sinatra. Who else? What other Frank is there?
Today's age.
You want to know what I thought of first? Frank Thomas.
I was thinking of your alias at Starbucks.
This is my point. Okay. If like Frank Sinatra.
Well, I suppose Bruce, I could know Bruce Smith. In Buffalo, they say Bruce Smith.
Bruce
or
Hornsby.
Yeah. Bruce Hornsby. Yeah.
Bruce is Bruce. Think of it like Family Feud. When there's a hundred answers, and
answers are on the board.
And there's a hundred answers, and like there's six different ones. Right. I'm talking about one where it's like 99% no matter who you ask, they answer the same way. Who is Aretha? Like, not you wouldn't even begin to think of it. Would be 100% everybody would say Aretha Franklin, right? Yep. I think it would be close to that with Bruce.
What about Ben?
I don't. No, there's not a. There's not
who
just
the heck is Ben?
Ben Roethlisberger. I guess if you're in Pittsburgh.
No, I don't know. No,
that doesn't work.
Ben Hur. I'm going Hur.
I was thinking
Hur.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I don't think that works.
I gotcha.
So
the ones that are odd, I mean, you're exactly right. So the Beyoncés and the LeBrons and the Elvises and whatever, they have their A great, and they got fantastically different names. Mm. So what we're looking for is people who are one name people,
right?
Everyone who they are, but they don't have a Beyoncé, an Elvis, or a LeBron name. Michael. Mm. How about Michael? No, there's two Michaels.
There's two Michaels.
Yeah, Michael Jackson,
it's
Michael Jordan.
Jackson and Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when you always hear the LeBron James, Michael Jordan debate, it's the LeBron Jordan debate. It's not the James Jordan.
Right.
And it's not the LeBron Michael. It's LeBron and Jordan, because Jordan is like everybody knows Jordan is Jordan.
Yeah.
But Michael could just as easily be Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And Peyton is only Peyton, but who the hell is Tom? Like anyone can be Tom.
Anybody could be Tom, but Peyton is clearly Peyton.
Peyton is Peyton.
Peyton is Peyton.
Okay,
Peyton
Manning. And OJ, like OJ was only, there's no other OJ. That's
OJ,
for sure.
OJ Mayo.
OJ Mayo, dog.
Oh, no, there's really only one OJ. With all due respect,
I
think there's only one OJ. So Bruce is the closest thing they've come to a regular name. That is also everyone knows who you're talking about.
Okay, what about this one? Paul.
Sir Paul McCartney.
Paul, I'm going to disciple.
Are you really?
You're biblical.
See,
no, I think Paul's pretty close. I think Paul's pretty close.
Paul's pretty close.
All the Beatle first name. Well,
John.
If they're together, though. If they're together, though, I guess.
John, weirdly enough, John is not.
Yeah, because
too many Johns.
Too many Johns. John Kennedy. It could be John Kennedy.
Yeah. Sure. Too many Johns. But
Ringo.
Paul, what other Paul is there?
Well, like, how about that?
So Ringo's the weird thing.
Ringo works.
Yeah, Ringo's
works. Ringo works.
To your theory.
You don't need Ringo's last name.
No.
How about that? Ringo can be a one-name celebrity, but John can't.
Which is...
That seems ridiculous.
It does.
But that's...
And George certainly can't.
No,
right?
George can't.
No way.
Be thinking of a Bush in Washington.
How about Mick? Mick is there's only one Mick, right?
Like Mick Fleetwood?
Mick Jagger, you bozo.
But
it's a weird name. I think that goes under the weird name category.
And I'm
You get more than one Mick? You think people say other Mick?
I think people might try to throw Mickey Mantle in there.
Oh, the Mick.
Yeah, the Mick.
The Mick. You're right. There's two Mickeys.
I think Mick. Listen, if it was Family Feud, Mick Jagger would be the number one answer for who is Mick.
Sting.
Well, Sting obviously is Sting.
Cher.
Cher. Of course.
Pele. Like, we can go on and on. But like, whatever.
In rap right now, there's Kendrick.
Yeah.
There's one kid. That's it. That's him.
Mm-hmm.
There's Kanye. That's him.
Yeah.
I don't know who else.
We're looking for the opposites.
Okay,
name, the normal people.
Okay.
Name is only one person, and the closest thing we have is Bruce.
Okay, let me ask you this, Taylor.
How about this one?
Does Taylor work?
Donald. How about Donald?
I think Donald works.
Yeah, that works.
I think Donald works.
You know, maybe, but there's Duck.
There's Donald Duck. There's Donald Glover.
Yeah.
But I still think Donald, everybody associates
just
with Trump.
Right now.
Clearly
now.
Oh, here's a...
Brandy.
I got one. Normal name, and it's one person. Hillary
for sure.
Well, that's certainly true. There's only one Hillary. Is it a normal name, though?
I think Hillary's a pretty normal name.
Have you ever heard of another Hillary who isn't Hillary? In many ways, isn't it, in fact, as rare as Beyonce? I've never met a Hillary.
Famous? Of
course. What about Brandy?
But you're right. I mean, it is clearly a... It's a...
Hillary. We got Hillary Swank.
Yeah.
And then we got Crooked Hillary.
we got Crooked Hillary.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. We got Crooked Hillary and Hillary Swank. That's it. Marco. Now that we're in politics.
Oh, little Marco.
Little Marco.
I say Polo. You say Marco, I immediately say Polo.
I say Marco, you say Polo. Okay. Okay. Let me get your verdict on this one. Taylor.
Yeah, I guess. But the weird thing is Taylor Swift isn't even known as Taylor. She's only known as Taylor Swift. You know, she's not known as Taylor. She's known as Taylor Swift.
Okay.
She never even goes by one name, I don't believe. I don't think she counts because I don't think she goes by one name. Have you ever heard the name Taylor? I'm going to see Taylor tonight. Never heard that.
I think if I were going to a Taylor Swift show, I would say...
Love you, Taylor.
I would say, yeah, I think I'd say I'm going to see Taylor.
Taylor Swift.
I'm going to see Taylor. I'd probably say I'm going to see Taylor Swift. Yep, her names go together.
How, Regis?
Clearly we got Drake. That's easy.
Ellen?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There's a lot of people on Twitter. Penny, that's obvious.
Penny's easy, yeah.
That's its own. There's only one of those, so. Okay. How about Ellen? I thought Ellen was actually interesting. Ellen's a very common name. Isn't there only one Ellen? Ellen, no, Ella. Is it Ella? Ella. Everyone knows Ella is, but is there another Ellen?
I think Ellen's Ellen.
Ellen's Ellen.
Yeah, Oprah is
certainly Oprah's Oprah, but that's a different name. But Ellen is lots of Ellens in the world, and yet there's only one Ellen. I think Ellen and Bruce are the closest. Ellen, Bruce, and Hillary are the closest we've come.
Miley,
and
I got it. I want to give credit to the person who put it out there. Let me see if I can find him. But this is actually, I think, it. Drew tweeted it. I think this is the most common name, but it's one person. Brittany.
Yeah.
That's it. Completely common name.
There's only one Whitney, and it's Whitney.
No. I'm saying Brittany, but it might be Whitney, too. It could be Brittany and Whitney.
I misheard you. I misheard you, and we stumbled on two.
We got two.
I think Whitney's bigger than Brittany.
Whitney is Whitney Houston, and Britney is Britney Spears.
And they're both, clearly, that's the only person who they are.
Yeah.
Right. Those both work. Whitney and Britney.
We stumbled accidentally upon both of them, thanks to Drew and my bad hearing.
Okay. So what about Barry? That doesn't really work.
Barry White?
Didn't work. Barry, I immediately think Barack Obama.
Yeah, and I would think Barry Bonds, but...
I'm just kidding. I'm Barry Bonds. I don't really think Barry.
What about this one? Phil?
Yeah,
Barack,
Mickelson.
By the way, Barack certainly would work under the weird names thing. The unique names. Yes, the one. Phil?
Yeah.
Phil.
That works.
Maybe. There's Phil Sims. There's Phil Mickelson. Phil's not as Tiger, certainly, of course. Elric. Yeah.
Somebody says Jesus. I think Jesus works.
Yeah, Jesus. Yeah, definitely.
I don't know.
Jesus is
I'm
very good.
I'm a shortstop, you know?
Somebody says Dolly. That's clearly, but that's a unique name. Mm-hmm. Unique name.
Yeah, that's one of the unique ones.
Ashley brings up Peyton again. Peyton is clearly Peyton Manning.
How about
we got
Leo?
That one already.
Leo?
It could be Messi. It could be DiCaprio.
Okay.
I don't think that works. Somebody says Kim. I mean, I think the number one answer is Kardashian, but it's not. Kim? I don't think she owns Kim.
You don't even think of her as Kim. You think of her as a Kardashian.
Yeah, I don't. It was Stevie?
Wonder?
Stevie, if you make it the E, there's only one Stevie. That's very clear. But are there other? I think there's probably other Steves. There's Stephen Jobs, you know, for example. So, but if you go Stevie
definitely.
But Stevie is almost a unique name in its own way. Like, how many Stevies do you know?
Right. People say Kobe. That's clearly Kobe.
Yeah, that's in the unique name category. I do think your theory is right.
Oh,
you got a better shot.
Your buddy Charles Fishman has a good one.
Uh-huh.
Marilyn.
Monroe.
It's clearly Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn is Marilyn Monroe.
Yep.
I think Marilyn is there's only one Marilyn.
I think there's only...
How about Meryl? Does she go in the strange name category? I've never heard of another Meryl. But Marilyn
is a common name. Off a little bit.
Marilyn is a common name, and it is very clearly only one Marilyn. Meryl is a more unique name. It goes under the unique name category.
Wade asks, does Blake work? It almost does.
Griffin?
Blake.
I guess some people could say Blake Shelton. I don't think Blake would work. If you ask basketball fans, you'd get Blake Griffin. Yep. If you asked
Blake Shelton.
In
fact, I think more people know Blake Shelton than Blake Griffin. Not us.
Yeah, because of the TV show.
There's no question.
Yeah.
Ray, I don't think works.
Ray Charles?
Some people would go Fishman.
I don't think that works. I mean, here's one. Here's one. Caitlyn.
Jenner.
At this point, that's Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, definitely. She owns it.
Are there many? Is that a weird name or is that a common name?
I think that's a... I think it's a fairly common name.
Yeah.
It's a newer name, which makes it weird that a 70-something-year-old has that name.
She was being progressive.
Because if you were born in the year that Bruce Jenner was born...
Yes.
And you were a woman.
There would not be many Caitlyns.
There would not be any Caitlyns.
No.
This name arrived later.
David Spade brought this up on Howard Stern. He was like, Bruce Jenner should not be allowed to change his name to Caitlyn. He should have been named Marge or something like that. here's a good one. Serena, clearly.
So there's clearly only one 100%. Serena.
Yes.
But that goes in the unique name.
Yes.
Okay.
There used to be a lot of... I had a Serena in my class.
Let's be honest. I will tell you this. There's really only one Marge.
Yes.
Simpson.
Marge Simpson.
True.
Oh, is that true? I was going Marge Schott, so never mind.
Oh.
We both thought of Marge Simpson.
I was going Marge Schott.
Here's one. Denzel.
Only one.
That's a unique name.
Does Justin work?
It's
pretty close.
No, because it's Justin Rose and Justin Thomas and Justin Timberlake. No,
Justin Bieber.
Thomas. Yeah,
Justin
you're
Bieber.
Right.
Justin
too many Justins. Too many super
work.
Famous. Willie works.
Willie Nelson.
Well, I was going Willie Mays.
Oh.
This is generational is what I'm feeling
That's
here.
That's tough.
Because you said Marge Schott, and Gary and I both said Marge from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
That's generational.
Fine.
Oh, here's one.
But let's
Bo.
Jackson.
It could be Bo Derek. I don't think that works.
Yeah.
What were you thinking in your head when we said Bo?
I think of Bo. I had a Bo. I could do that. I can hold two Bos in my head.
Does Larry work? Did we already ask that?
Who is Larry?
Larry Bird.
Bird, yeah.
Oh.
Larry Legend.
Larry. I don't even think I'm as Larry. I think I'm the Larry Bird, you know?
he's Larry Legend.
Larry Legend.
But you also run into Larry Holmes.
I didn't think of him.
And Larry Nassar.
That jackass.
There's two. Muhammad doesn't work. There's like the prophet, and then there's the boxer. Muhammad doesn't work at all.
Ooh, here's one. Mm-hmm. This might work. Arnold
Palmer.
I was thinking Schwarzenegger.
Oh.
Doesn't work then.
Oh, no, it doesn't work.
If we think it's got to be.
If we can do simultaneously, it does not work.
If we think of different things, it doesn't work. How about this one?
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this works, but I'll just go with it. Jack.
Nicholas.
I think Jack Kennedy.
Oh, that's exactly right. And there's Jack Dempsey, and there's too many Jacks.
Too many.
Jack Daniels.
He's
good.
Jack the Ripper. Too many Jacks. Oh, here's one that works. Here's one that works. Wilt.
Chamberlain.
Well, Wilt certainly works, yes, but that goes in the unique name category.
Here's another one. Garth.
Brooks. Yeah, Garth, he owns absolutely. Garth. He owns Garth.
Garth.
Yeah.
There's Wayne World Garth.
Yeah, but that was, I mean, that's very segmented, though. I think Garth owns Garth. He had a Garth channel, for God's sakes.
Does Janet work?
Jackson. Yes.
I was going Reno.
Ah, see, it doesn't work.
Janet Reno? What the heck is wrong with
you, Jeff? I thought
of
Janet Reno, too.
I'm a man of the world.
I thought
What's
of
wrong with you?
Usher. Clearly Usher owns
he
Usher.
Owns it.
There is no Usher.
No.
Like, I really don't
Ozzy.
Even...
There's only one Ozzy.
Not
and
really.
And Harriet.
Ozzy Newsome.
There's Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy Smith is what I was thinking of.
Doesn't work.
Ozzy Smith. Ozzy Nelson.
Yeah.
Oh, on Stevie, we run into, somebody points out, Stevie Wonder and Stevie Nicks. Got a problem there.
Yeah, you can't ever get a scratch Stevie.
I guess you're right. Kutcher.
That's him.
He owns it.
That's a weird name category, though.
Ashton is Ashton. There are no other Ashtons that matter.
Yeah. But so let's to review. The ones that we agree are common names that are owned still are Bruce, Whitney, Brittany.
Yes.
And we had another one. There was another one. There was Hillary.
Hillary.
Whitney?
How about
Brittany?
Dale?
How about what?
Dale. No, there's two Dales, Junior and Dale Senior.
Oh, and Donald we got, too.
And Dale Murphy.
And Donald.
Yeah, Donald.
So we're going Hillary.
Hillary, Donald.
Whitney.
Whitney, Brittany.
Donald and Bruce.
What about little Mario?
No, because you can't if you go Mario, oh, yeah. It could be Mario Brothers
or Chalmers.
There's too many
Mario Chalmers, Mario. Yeah,
the character from the Mario Kart.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
No,
and you were saying Marco. Marco might. No, we say Polo. It was Marco Polo?
Marco Polo. Yeah.
Oh, how about this one? Ashley got one. Roseanne
Barr.
Yeah, it's Roseanne Barr.
Yeah, that's one.
No, Roseanne Cash.
Oh.
Sorry.
I guess it doesn't work. What about Brad
Pitt?
I think Brad Pitt as well.
Yeah, who else? It's Brad. It's Brad Pitt. Yeah. I think that one.
Brad might be Brad Pitt.
I think Brad Pitt owns Brad.
Yeah. Bradley Cooper.
Nah, he's not in that combo.
You're not because I call him Bradley? Because
he lead it out. In fact, he probably did that on purpose. I bet Bradley's not even his real name.
Monica
Lewinsky.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
Monica Salas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but
I think if you say Monica, I think if you were in a conversation with somebody and you said, whatever happened to Monica?
Yeah, you think of Clinton.
Although she is most.
I think of the woman on Friends.
Do you really?
Come
see?
On,
okay,
Jeff.
We got a problem then.
Just kidding.
We can't accept that
there is the one on Friends.
We're going to kick it out
Friends,
then?
And
all right, we'll
kick
it out.
Monica. I'm not except Monica.
Okay, here's one.
Yep.
To test it, you got to give me the first person that pops into your head.
Okay.
Pamela
Anderson.
I think it is Pamela Anderson.
100%.
Well, yeah, probably Pamela Anderson. I thought of Pamela Brown, but that's because I dated her in eighth grade.
Okay, Cindy Lauper.
Lauper.
I would have thought Crawford.
Oh.
That doesn't work then.
Okay.
Nope. Nicki
Minaj.
Fowler.
I thought Nicki Minaj, too.
Oh, Nicki. I was going Ricky.
No, you didn't hear it right.
Nicki, isn't there? There's another Nicki.
Yeah, there's
come on. There's got to be other Nickis. Is there a Nicki
Six?
Is there one of the Fleetwood Mac Nickis? Is there another Nicki?
Nicki Six from Motley Crue.
Yeah, there's Nicki Six.
Yeah.
Nicki.
Angelina.
Jolie.
Well, that's true. I mean, that's
and she owns
only
it.
One Angelina.
Brad and Angelina might be Brad and Angelina. They might own them.
Yes.
And then they
have Brangelina too. Also own that.
Yeah, they own that combo too.
And now they're arguing over child support. Like, geez.
And they have so many kids. That's a tough deal.
It's a real tough deal. Hugh.
Hefner.
There's the goofy English dude, Grant.
Hugh Jackman. Hugh Freeze.
Yeah.
Too many Hughes.
Yeah, that's out.
There's a lot of Hughes. Yeah. There's a lot of Hughes. A
lot of Hughes. For people who are wondering, what on earth are we doing?
Let's do a recap.
Aretha Franklin died Christmas. Earlier today. Rest in peace to her.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers to her family.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moment of silence. Queen of Soul.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. And so.
Respect.
Jesus, Brad, you always have to.
You
always have to cowboy Carson everything.
I'm trying to cliche it for you.
So I mentioned that Aretha is, a one-name celebrity. We have a bunch of them in this country. There's Oprah, there's Kanye, there's so on and so forth. But they're Barack. But usually they are unique names that belong to people who are super famous. So we were in search of common names that still are so closely connected to just one person. Like
there can only be one person.
There can only be
so yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like
can't be Beyonce or Elvis.
Can't be Beyonce Beyonce, Elvis, Madonna do not work. And what we found so far is that Whitney is a common name, and
and there's only one.
And it's Whitney Houston. Although Whitney Cummings keeps popping into my head, but like that's silly. It's Whitney Houston.
I don't even know who she is.
Who is Whitney Cummings?
She's a comedian.
Oh.
Britney
Spears.
It's Britney Spears. Yeah. There is no other. It doesn't matter. Britney is Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. Pretty common name. Britney's Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Bruce, we've decided, is common name, but it's Bruce Springsteen.
Yes.
Donald, we think we've reached the point where that's Donald Trump. There's a whole bunch of Donalds, but Donald Trump is Donald Trump. Mm-hmm.
Hillary
is a common name, and that's Hillary Clinton. There is no other.
No, and then the last one was Marilyn. There's only one Marilyn.
Yeah.
Although I don't think.
Unless you go on Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn Manson did pop into my head.
Really? Well, then we got to kick it out.
Then we got to get rid of Marilyn
Manson. And I think you could actually say Marilyn's kind of a not common name right now. Like, how many Marilyn's are being brought into this world every day?
Not many.
Not enough.
When's the last time you heard? When's the last time?
I'm going to start putting that on my coffee cup.
When's the last time
you met a 7-year-old named Marilyn?
Right.
Probably the last time you met a 7-year-old named Gary.
Scratch Marilyn.
Yeah,
or
I think
Bruce,
we.
For that matter. Can you imagine a little 4-year-old Bruce?
Short list.
I think
we've exhausted this.
I think we have basically taken this as far as we could take it.
Yeah.
Pulp.
That's what she said.
Pulp.
Yeah, somebody mentioned Serena. We got Serena, but yeah.
People are going to have to listen to the whole show.
Yeah, go back and listen to the podcast. Sure.
Somebody says Hillary Duff. I don't think Hillary Duff is.
No, people don't. Hillary Duff.
Duff is like Swank. There is other Hillarys, just like there's a Bruce Hornsby, but that does not.
Nobody thinks
about
that.
Does not deprive Bruce. Bruce of Springsteen of ownership of Bruce, even though there's Hornsby out there.
Somebody
or Bruce Almighty.
Somebody mentions Brittany Griner. Nobody thinks Brittany Griner when you say Brittany.
No, nobody's thinking about her.
If you said to anybody on this planet, I'm going to see Brittany this weekend, they wouldn't go, oh, you're going to a basketball game?
They'd think you're in Vegas seeing a Britney Spears show.
They would think you're going to see Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is a good one, I think. It's a unique name, but it does belong to one person now. Mm-hmm. Stormy.
Oh, yeah, it's that. It's the hookup girl with Trump.
Right.
Yeah,
but it's unique.
Does Bruce Willis knock out Bruce?
Ooh, mm-mm.
No, nobody thinks about him anymore.
Well, somebody clearly does.
He might. Bruce is pretty. That Bruce Willis is pretty big. I think we may have to get rid of Bruce.
And there's Bruce Wayne.
No, Bruce Springsteen has an open. The Bruce Channel exists.
Bruce Pearl.
No. I still defend this one.
No. The only one that would knock it out would be Willis.
No, he has a Broadway show. There's only one Bruce.
Oh, Charles has got another good one. Omarosa.
Yeah, there's only one of those. Charles Fishman, you're an ace at this. Yes.
Only one.
But that is also a unique name, though.
Lauren said, unique. Bruce clearly doesn't work. Lauren tweets said she's been thinking about Bruce Jenner the whole time.
Okay, well, that's decent. All right.
We're done with Bruce.
I'm really upset about that one, but that's fine.
Bruce has been removed from the list.
But he's no longer Bruce. You can't call him that. That's Caitlin.
That's not what this is about.
Full name.
That's not what this is about.
You got to leave emotion out of this, Brad.
Yeah, you got to leave emotion out of this.
I reject this whole thing. I love Bruce Springsteen, and it should be only one.
There's also Bruce Lee.
No, but nobody thinks about the title. No.
Too many Bruces.
Nobody thinks about him.
Too many. If
the Bruce Channel?
We established the rules, Brad. If you say a name and different people
think of other people.
I'm going to defend this one. People aren't. You guys are all thinking about
Bruce. There's no reason. No, you can't.
Bruce has been removed from the list. Britney stays on the list. Whitney stays on the list.
Whitney. We got rid of Marilyn.
You guys are weird.
Britney, Whitney, Hillary, and there was another one.
Brittany, I need to start writing these down.
Yeah, we need a log.
Donald. Brittany, Whitney, Hillary, and Donald.
Brittany, Whitney, Hillary, and Donald. Yeah. Brittany.
Those are the only old, common, everyday names that are owned by one, that are really effectively owned by one.
I think if you
person.
Can. You can start arguing against. If you're bringing against Bruce some of these other examples, like Hillary Swank, Hillary Duff, like, I can hear that.
No, Hillary is Hillary Clinton. It just is.
It's because you love her.
You ask 100 people to name somebody Hillary.
Honestly, I don't love her, but if you say Hillary, who are you thinking about?
Hillary Swank, Hillary Duff.
If we went outside right now and we asked 100 people, I'm going to say a name. You tell me the first person that pops in your head.
Right.
100 out of 100 would be Hillary Clinton. It just would. A lot of people are now submitting Kim.
No, there's other.
I think you're going to get other answers than Kardashian.
There's other ones.
She will be the leading vote getter, but you'll get other answers.
Kim Carnes.
Kim Cattrall.
Yeah,
Kim.
There's not a whole lot of great Kims. Kim might be under.
There's more Kims than we think.
Kim might be under consideration.
The weird thing is Kim Kardashian's kind of like Taylor Swift. She goes by both names. She doesn't really go by Kim.
I call her Kimmy K.
Kimmy K is what I hear Gary call her.
Okay, well, it's Kimmy K.
Yeah, I think Kimmy K. Christina?
Aguilera.
I thought of Aguilera as well.
Jeff?
Probably doesn't even know Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, do you know who Christina?
I know her, not personally.
No, but yep, what did you think when we said Christina?
Christina.
What do you think?
It's an unusual name. I don't think Christina. Yeah,
what do you think of? What's the last name? Fill it in.
I think you got it.
We have found one.
What about this?
But no, I don't think she's got all these common names, I don't think it works.
What about, is Chloe?
It fits in the Elvis.
Is Chloe a common name?
Yes. I think she qualifies.
There's one Chloe.
She wins.
Chloe Kardashian.
Jeff.
I don't think Chloe's a common. Chloe?
It's very common. I grew up with Chloe's.
I don't know how common it is. I don't know if it
meets our. I think you guys are reaching the bottom of the barrel at this point. at this point, every damn name you come up with is a Kardashian, as far as I can tell.
No wonder all those are big baby names.
We've reverted completely to Kardashian. Yeah.
Okay, what about this one then? Kendall
Jenner.
Kendall Jenner. Mm-hmm. Kylie. There's only one Kylie.
Minogue.
Those are strange. All strange Minogue. Names. Are they going? There's not Kendall. Is not a. Is yes.
Jordan. Is, Jordan. I think we had this on the list and forgot about it. Jordan asked, "Did we forget about Ellen?"
DeGeneres. I said that
I
one
think
earlier.
We forgot about Ellen. There's only one Ellen.
Ellen, common name. There's only one Ellen.
Ellen Barkin, but people don't really think Ellen Barkin.
No. No.
Ellen is Ellen.
Ellen Mirren?
Ellen, no, that's Ellen's Ellen. Mirren. Ellen qualifies.
Ellen wins. She has a show named Ellen, for God's sake.
Yeah, she has a show named Ellen, and everybody knows whose show it is.
Of course. It's hers. Yeah. Ellen's Game of Games.
I think most of the Kardashians work.
Seemingly.
But they're common. They're not common. There's not a lot of Kendalls out there. Kendall is not Ellen. It's not the same thing. Kendall is not Brittany or Whitney. I've never met a Kendall in my life, I'll be honest with you. Never met a single Kendall in my life. So it's as unusual as Elvis to me.
Lamar.
Maybe not. Maybe there's a lot of little Kendalls coming along, but like there's not many. There's Kendall is not Bruce in terms of its being a regular name.
And then Kylie
it's
would
a
be
new name.
Kylie would be the same thing. A unique
and
name.
Kylie is the same thing. I'm not counting those.
You will not. You reject.
Kim, I would count. Kim is a very common name, and so if you want to include Kim. And if you think that no other Kim comes to mind, then I'll give you Kim. But I won't give you Kendall or Kylie.
How about Steph?
Steph.
Pretty good.
Steph.
It's Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Steph Curry. There is only one Steph.
Could get into Steffi Graf.
Mm.
Steph's pretty good.
Maybe there's definitely other Steph. If you count Stephanie's, there's other Steph. Yeah. That way, Steffi Graf. Yeah, there's no question. That's another Steph. But if you're saying you got around this by giving a guy a little name,
calls
that helps.
You're going to take suggestions? We don't take calls on this show. Now we're going to do it.
We don't take calls on this topic. On this hot topic, we're going to have people call in to literally say names.
Somebody asked about LeBron. Of course, LeBron.
But No. We got all the unusual names that are. Whereas the LeBrons, the Beyoncés, we acknowledge that. We're looking at the usual names that can only be one person.
Stacy says Jeff is out of touch. Kendall is 100% a common name.
Yep, we're going to reject
her. It is now for 5-year-old girls.
No, I think he's exactly right, Jeff. I think he's right.
Jermaine's got a daughter named Kendall.
Yeah,
exactly my point. How old is that Kendall? How old is your daughter Kendall?
I don't know.
It's relevant.
If she's 11, it doesn't count. She hasn't been become
we're
famous.
Not screening people,
she hasn't
Jeff.
Reached the point to be famous yet. She hasn't reached the point where she could be famous yet.
If the people are insisting that Kendall is a common name, then Kendall, the name does belong to Kendall Jenner.
Is it a common name for adults?
I don't really, like,
have you ever met a Kendall who's over the age of 16, Gary?
I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Brandon?
Brad, have you ever met a Kendall over the age of 16?
I can't think of one. I'm sorry.
Hey, this is my point. This is
okay.
My point.
Okay, exactly. We've got Brandon from Germantown joins the conversation. Brandon, do you have one?
Kendall sucks, so that name should be off the list.
Oh.
But Peyton and Eli.
We've been through those.
Peyton and Eli, we got.
We think this is what's going to happen
Peyton
when you take calls.
Is a different
I forgot
name.
About Eli, though.
Peyton is a different name. So we're giving it an Eli. There's only one. Is there only one Eli?
There's only one Eli. There's only one Eli.
I think Eli's Eli, and I think Peyton's Peyton.
Yeah, I forgot about Eli, though. He's the forgotten
but
brother,
Archie
of course.
Archie isn't Archie, is it?
Archie?
No, because I thought Archie Bunker.
There's Archie Bunker, right.
Yeah.
Even fictional person. But Archie's not Archie, but Eli and Peyton do both count.
Somebody asked about Clint.
Clint?
No, there's too many Clint.
Too many
Clint. There's a country singer. There's the Eastwood. There's the,
Clint Capella.
Clint
Capella.
Yeah. Somebody says he's got a good buddy whose daughter is 30 and named Kendall.
Okay. Well, good.
Okay,
can we accept that
fine.
One?
Also, add Bruce, too. That's fine.
Hey! Add Kendall. Now I'm happy.
What about...
I'm trying to have standards. This game should have standards, but that's fine.
Oh, Stacey.
Give everybody an ice cream cone. Give everybody a participation. Give Kendall a participation trophy.
Stacey says she has 5 friends named Kendall.
Oh, and she's
30. 16?
And she's 31 years old. She got 5 friends.
We get our wish, Gary.
What is she doing hanging out with all those 11-year-olds?
Yeah, careful.
So people are saying that Kendall Gill is actually Kendall.
Fine.
Oh, yeah.
Kendall Gill.
The Flying Illini. We're going back into the 80s.
I'm trying to make this list be free of Kardashians. I'll be honest with you. I'm working as hard as I can to make something in life free of Kardashians.
Now, in the year 2018, Kendall Gill has no ownership of the name Kendall.
At all. There's no way.
It is Kendall Jenner.
No.
How about Sylvester?
Kroom.
Jesus, Brad. It doesn't work yet. Stallone.
Oh, well, Sly and the Family Stone. That's why. That's
I was thinking of Sylvester Croom. I'm sorry.
And Sylvester the Cat.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him.
Too many Sylvesters.
Yeah.
Barbara doesn't
Bush.
Work. Barbara Streisand.
Mm.
Too many.
Yeah.
Bush.
Yeah, this is Barbara Bush.
Ronald.
Reagan.
I was thinking about the dude that got hit last night for the Braves.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
I think we got it. It's Brittany Whitney, Hillary Donald, Ellen, and I think Kendall probably belongs on the list, even though you hate
it.
How about Arnold? Did we got Arnold? Arnold is not...
No, we said there's too many Arnold. There's another Arnold we thought about. Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, there's too many Arnold.
You're right.
All right, I think...
Well, we saw that.
I think we figured this out. We did a great service.
We got another 2 hours later on this one.
All right, I'll see you later. Go meet a Kendall. Go meet a Jeff. What I want Jeff Calkins to do today?
Go on Tinder and get a Kendall, or
no?
No,
no. Sorry. Jeff's in a relationship. Right?
Sorry about that, Andrea.
What I want Jeff to do is go on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, this is what I want all of us to do:
search his own Facebook friends.
I want to go to Facebook.
Yeah, that's not a bad
idea.
Let's
see. Let's see if we can do this
Facebook,
right now.
All right.
See if I got any friends named Kendall. I hope it's not somebody I actually am friends with.
Stacey,
and I just
be careful here.
And like a second ago, I was like, I don't really know any Kendalls.
You never know.
Kendall. I want to search my friends. Is that something I can do?
Yeah, you can do that. I'm searching at the top too. Kendall space. I don't think I have any friends named Kendall.
You don't have any friends?
Kendall Cat. No. No, I do have one. Kendall Caps works at DAC Fitness.
I'm friends with Kendall Caps, too.
Yeah, well, Kendall Caps. University of Arkansas. Hey, shout out to Kendall Caps. We know one together.
Shouts to Kendall Caps.
There you go. Hey.
The pride of Springdale Senior High School.
Hey, Kendall, thanks for being friends with both of us.
That's my friend Kendall.
There you go.
Down at DAC.
I don't have any other ones.
Yeah, that's it for me, too. We need to meet more Kindles.
I think so.
Like, there's apparently all these Kindles running around out there, and we don't even know them. Stacy got 5 friends named Kendall.
I know. It's
all we got is Kendall Caps. You and I are sharing Kendall Caps.
She's a personal fitness instructor.
Well, all right.
Yeah, maybe I should go work out with her and learn some tips or something.
All right. Well, we'll be back. We'll be back in a second.
Academy Sports and Outdoors is throwing a college football kickoff on Saturday, August 25th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Enjoy food, hot deals, plus gift card giveaways and more. See you Saturday at Academy Sports and Outdoors, 7926 Giacosa Place at Wolf Chase.
Hey, Memphis area. Do you want to start wholesaling properties for cash? Over the last 5 years, Nick Vertucci, founder of the NV Real Estate Academy, and his team have been perfecting the art of wholesaling properties for cash. Call now, and he'll send you a free copy of his new kit, The Hidden Treasures in Wholesaling Property. In this kit, you'll see how he locates, evaluates, and flips a property in any area. Plus, you'll learn how he has used other people's money and other non-traditional money sources to get his deals done. It's time to see how to potentially access discounted real estate and find funding partners for a property to wholesale. Call 1-800-587-1087 now to get your free wholesaling kit. Call 800-587-1087 now and receive free live training in your area, which includes a free meal, a free smartwatch, and free USB drive loaded with his training information. Call 800-587-1087. That's 800-587-1087 now. And get your free kit today.
Summertime is here. You can tell by the humidity. It's basically unbearable outside. And I'm here to tell you about the best way to beat the Memphis heat. That's by grabbing a country club salad or my personal favorite, the Southern Salad at the Blue Monkey. The salad is massive. Fresh greens topped with crunchy fried chicken, crispy breaded green beans, and finished with roasted corn and peppers, red onion, tomato, and cheddar and Monterey Jack cheeses, served, of course, with their house-made remoulade ranch dressing. They've got 2 locations, as you know, 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown and 513 South Front Street downtown, or you can check them out on the web at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com. That's BlueMonkeyMemphis.com. So if you're looking to cool off this summer, head on over to the Blue Monkey, get a cold one, and, of course, the Southern Salad.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Plus live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown this weekend. Friday, the Reapers. On Saturday, Snoozeberry.
The best Ford sales event in the country is happening right now at our own Country Ford in South Haven. Best time to get your new F-150 truck while you can finance at zero for 60 months. Plus, get up to $3,500 cash back or get cash back up to $5,000. If you want a new Explorer, Edge, or Escape, Country Ford has them all with zero for 60 plus $1,000 cash back. or choose all cash and get $4,000 cash back with any new Explorer, Edge, or Escape. And with $6,000 off your new Taurus and $2,500 off a new Mustang, you may never find a better deal on the new Ford you want. Plus, just arrived, the all-new half-ton diesel F-150. Go drive one. Don't miss the best Ford sales event in the country, 95 East Goodman Road, South Haven, or go to countryford.com. Whatever it takes, Country Ford gets it done for you.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. And at this point, you should know, Danny Morrison Roofing is known as the home of the free roof. Danny's team has built a reputation for timely and professional roof repair and roof replacement with attention to detail, and they have the ability to work with insurance companies to make sure customers who qualify for a new roof can get one with no out-of-pocket costs. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in just one day. And if for any reason you're not completely happy with your roof, Danny and his team will ensure your complete satisfaction. If you want a free roofing estimate, you can get that right now. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. Or visit him on the web at morrisonroofing.net. That's Danny Morrison Roofing, a proud supporter of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Check him out on the web, morrisonroofing.net. That's morrisonroofing.net.
Guess what, Danny?
What, Howie, from Robert Irwin Jewelers?
This week, we're having a grand opening sale for our Bartlett location.
But you've been doing it for over 25 years in Bartlett.
We have been, but now we've moved our store right next to the Kroger on Stage Road and Bartlett Boulevard, and you got to get to Robert Irwin Jewelers. All four locations are celebrating, savings up to 70% off, plus free financing.
Party in Bartlett!
Yeah, not just in Bartlett, but at all four locations, prizes, discounts, and giveaways to celebrate. Ends on Saturday.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show live.
The Gary Parrish Show is live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studio.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
Finalized. Clearly, and I still think some people got confused about what we were doing then.
Yeah, I did.
We're not looking for unique names that are one star, that are one name celebrities.
Yeah.
Like Beyonce.
Right.
You're listening to right now. Beyonce's a unique name.
Yeah.
Beyonce, Rihanna, Kanye, Barack,
Aretha,
that's how we got into this. Those are all one-name celebrities because they're super famous
different.
And awesome at what they do, but also because they have unique names.
Yeah.
What we were looking for is names that are common names, but also associated with just one person.
Yeah.
Does Jay work?
Jay Wright?
It doesn't work then.
Jay Billis?
Jay Z. It doesn't work. If we're thinking different things, it doesn't work.
Oh.
Okay, so here's where we got the list so far.
Okay.
Again, the
criteria
is this.
Yeah.
Common name, but when you hear it, everybody thinks of the same person.
Right.
Like the reason Bruce doesn't work is because we had people out there saying Bruce Springsteen, Bruce Lee. It doesn't work. If people are thinking different people, it does not work.
Yeah, of course.
Here's what I think the list is.
Okay.
It's Britney. Common name.
Yes.
And it's Britney Spears every time.
She owns it.
It's Whitney. Common name.
Houston.
And it's Whitney Houston every time.
She owns it.
It's Hillary. And don't come with me with your Hillary Duff. Hillary, common name, and it's Hillary Clinton every time. Donald.
Yes.
Common name, and it's Donald Trump every time.
Mm-hmm.
Ellen.
Yes.
Common name, and it's Ellen DeGeneres every time. That's who you think of.
100%.
Kendall. We have established that Kendall is a common name.
Yeah, we won that battle.
Kendall, the people have spoken.
Yeah, the people have
Kendall
spoken.
Kendall is a common name, yeah. And Kendall's Kendall Jenner.
Yeah.
Not Kendall Gill. Nobody thinks about Kendall
Gill. Nobody thinks about you.
Year 2018, Kendall Gill has no ownership.
And I loved Kendall Gill, but they don't think about you.
If you say, hey, did you hear about Kendall?
No.
People think, what happened Jenner. With Kendall Jenner?
Clearly. Absolutely, 100%.
Common name belongs to Kendall.
Yes.
Jenner. Angelina.
Only one.
It's Angelina Jolie.
100%.
Yeah, it's her.
Yep.
Common name, and it's Angelina Jolie.
Yep.
Did we decide if Brad also
works? Brad, we think Brad Pitt owns Brad Pitt. Yes, there is only one.
You say the name Brad. You say, hey, did you hear what happened? Did you hear Brad died? And everybody says,
Easterwood might say the person, but...
Oh, no, Brad Pitt?
Everybody you think Brad Pitt, yes.
Or do people think Brad Cooper?
Nobody's thinking about Bradley Cooper, because it's a Bradley.
He's Bradley.
Maybe he even fake-named it just to get around Brad Pitt, but it's Brad Pitt.
We're going to give Brad to Brad Pitt.
I think you give it to Brad Pitt.
Okay, Peyton is Peyton, common name, and it's Peyton Manning.
Yes.
It's weird because...
And Eli.
Eli, same deal.
Same deal.
That's a neat little family thing they got there. Peyton owns Peyton, and Eli owns Eli.
Yes.
And are we willing to go with Kim? I think she's the leading vote getter easily. If you say, hey, did you hear what happened to Kim?
I did.
People would assume Kim Kardashian, but would anybody think of anybody other than Kim Kardashian?
I don't think so. And here's the gauge. I just did a Google search for just Kim straight up on this computer in here, and there's nothing else but Kim Kardashian references that pop up out of the six that pop up. Only Kim Kardashian.
Okay. People are arguing that Brad... could also lead you to Brad Stevens.
Nobody thinks about Brad Stevens except sports fans. No disrespect to the non-sports fans out there. It's just that he's known.
In a world outside of sports, nobody thinks of Brad Stevens when you say the word Brad.
My wife doesn't even know who Brad Stevens is.
Okay. People are arguing Donald doesn't work because you might think of Donald Duck. Fair or unfair? I'm iffy on Donald, I'll be honest.
I guess, it's a great point. You know, because we did talk about Marge Simpson owns Marge. Yeah, I think you can think about Donald. Like, if you do a poll, a perceptual poll, and you said, Donald, what do you think of next? There would be people that said Donald. So I think we do have to eliminate Donald.
I think Donald has been removed from the list.
I think we just, it's gone.
I'm going to remove Donald from the list.
It's gone. Yeah, you have to take it off because of the perceptual test.
People are, we never discussed this one.
Yeah.
Tina.
Turner.
Or Tina Fey doesn't work because of that.
Yeah, and I could secondarily think of Tina Fey as well.
Tina Turner might have worked.
Yeah, but not with Tina Fey.
Not with Tina Fey out there walking.
Nope, we got to take it off.
Lance.
Stevenson. Doesn't work. Lance Armstrong.
We got Lance Armstrong and Lance Stevenson.
There's got to be another Lance we're not thinking of. I would take it off.
Okay, somebody suggested this one to me.
Yep.
First, we have to establish, is it a common name?
Mm.
Mariah. Pretty common name. Pretty common name.
Is it?
I know way more Mariahs than I do.
You know Mariahs?
I know Mariahs. I know a lot of Mariahs.
Okay.
I bet you I'm friends with at least seven different Mariahs
on Facebook.
And
there's only one that owns Mariah. Yeah, I think she owns it.
Mariah Carey clearly owns Mariah.
She owns it. Yeah, but it is common is what we're trying to establish.
I am friends with so many Mariahs on Facebook.
You are.
I don't know if I am or not.
Mariah.
Feels like I should.
I don't know if you are. I bet you are not. I bet you're not. Unless you liked Mariah Carey's page.
I need to get some more Mariah friends.
I don't think you have any Mariah friends. Check it. Let me check mine. I don't think I have any Mariahs. Mariah.
Why am I not friends with anybody named Mariah?
No, there's no Mariahs on my list. No.
That is shocking to me because I actually do know a lot of Mariahs.
Well, there's some that show up, but I'm not friends with them. So, no.
I mean, there's a whole lot of Mariahs here, and I'm not friends with any of them. I want a friend request to Mariah.
Not a common name.
If you're a Mariah, send me a friend request. I want to be friends with a Mariah. I've been on Facebook like 15 years and hadn't been friends with Mariah.
I don't think it's common enough to consider it the common name.
I think Mariah's a common name. Look at all these Mariahs. When you type in Mariah on Facebook, there's a million of them.
Okay.
How am I?
I guess we'll give it to you. Mariah will make the list.
Yeah, and then Mariah Carey. So I think Mariah Carey is on the list.
All right.
So we're bumping. Are we keeping Kim?
I am keeping Kim. I say we keep Kim on the list.
I said we keep Kim and we add Mariah. So the list is
How about Kawhi? That's not
an uncommon name.
Yeah, okay.
That's an uncommon name. Doesn't work. Yeah. So the list is now Brittany, Whitney, Hillary, Ellen, Kendall, Angelina, Brad, Peyton, Eli, Kim, and Mariah.
Yep.
That is the list of common names that are owned completely by one person. We'll be right back.
Academy Sports and Outdoors is throwing a college football kickoff on Saturday, August 25th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at their Memphis location, located at 7926 Giacosa Place at Wolf Chase. Enjoy food samples from B&B Charcoal, hot deals on tailgating items, plus gift cards for the first 50 customers supporting their college colors and more. Come meet College Football Hall of Famer Johnny Rowland from 12 to 1 p.m. Academy Sports and Outdoors, 7926 Giacosa Place at Wolf Chase. For all college football fans, for less. Come see you Saturday.
I love my community. And as a doting dad,
Daddy's home.
A devoted son.
There you are, Joe.
And a good neighbor.
Hey, man.
The people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Men in the area have been working with the Memphis Men's Clinic to treat their ED for over 4 years. Now area men have experienced stellar results from wave therapy, the state-of-the-art treatment that uses a man's own healing agents to help make ED a thing of the past.
My name's David. I'm 46 years old, and I've been coming to the Memphis Men's Clinic for about 2 years. The doctor and staff at the Memphis Men's Clinic explained everything to me in terms I could understand. They explained the process completely, so I wouldn't have any confusion about what it was or why it works. And the procedure was quick and painless. I wasn't expecting the kind of results I got. I didn't think noticeable gains could be made so easily, but the results have been very strong.
Call the Memphis Men's Clinic today to schedule a consultation for just $99. Learn how wave therapy from the Memphis Men's Clinic can help you regain your performance. Call today, 901-443-0304. 901-443-0304.
If you're trying to sell a home, you need an experienced and effective agent who can expose it to the most buyers by using the best marketing strategy. You need somebody who can negotiate for the most money possible. And in this market, the Memphis market, that person is Josh Hysaw, Keller Williams Realty. Lots of you have heard me talking about Josh over the years. One such person, Pat, had a home out in Bartlett, right? Wanted to sell it at the top price. Listed it with Josh Hysaw. Josh used his cutting-edge marketing system. Got that home sold. Just took 72 hours, and it was above the asking price. How did he do it? He did it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. He's going to help you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll just buy the home from you. You pick, totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he's not doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked. You can even do it by text message. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only agent I'd call if I need to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw 4-6-1-8-1-47 on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. For 30 years, we've been in the business of bringing dignity back to those who've lost it. And it isn't something we take for granted. Dignity means bringing a paycheck home, being able to put food on the table, and provide for your family. For 30 years, I've fought to bring dignity back to those who lost it after an accident or an injury. And because we believe in dignity, it is also the heart of our charitable contributions and our fight for the powerless. It's why we donated $10 million to pass the legalization of medical marijuana in Florida so that the most ill can live and die with dignity. Let my family fight for your family and your dignity. Call us for a free consultation. Dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Speaking of golf, this is Marty Fulton. You probably remember me from Holiday Golf, Whispering Woods, or Plantation. I'm a PGA Life member, and over the years, I found whenever I advised Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spinsdorf about his golf game, whether it was about equipment or a swing, invariably he still couldn't hit the ball out of a paper bag, mainly because he spent so much time selling homes. That's why people often say, when you want the job done, you call Sheldon.
Thanks, Marty. That's right. I spend far too much time on my house game than on my golf game. I tell people that they need to talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and make sure that I am one of them. They need to find out the difference in what others do and my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option. If you or someone you know is thinking of selling their home, have them contact me, Shell Dunn Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. That's 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now.
Hey, it's Kevin Johnson here, GM at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. So what's cooking at Ruth's Chris? Oh, our tender, delicious USDA prime steaks, for one. They're always sizzling. Speaking of sizzling, it's that time of year for our seasonal three-course menu, inspired by this season's fresh new flavors springing up all over the place. Your Ruth's Chris chef can source some of these flavors so you know you're enjoying fresh ingredients right at the very peak. What's more, our seasonal three-course menu starts at $44.95. For this, you'll not only enjoy three courses, you'll also get a starter and dessert as well. You might even try one of our premium new menu items like the 40-ounce tomahawk ribeye, hand-carved at your table. So come celebrate this season's fresh new fare and make plans for an unforgettable evening of sizzling steaks and warm hospitality. And visit Ruth's Chris today. And be sure you ask for Kevin when you come in. I'd love to meet you. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. This is how it's done.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Guess appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show live.
The Gary Parish Show is live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
Eskins King and Marnie, that's Bradley Eskins, James King, and Sam Marnie. They're here in Memphis, and they provide expert legal representation in a way that's going to make you comfortable because you're going to be able to trust somebody's on your side finding solutions to the problems you're facing. Any kind of problem, they can probably handle it for you. Like you have too many drinks, get behind the wheel, get pulled over, now you got a problem, call Eskins King and Marnie. They can navigate that process for you. Simple possession charge, they can handle that for you. If you're dealing with sexual misconduct, sexual harassment at work, give them a call. They can handle that for you. 528-8888 is the number. 901-528-8888. Again, they're here in Memphis, and they can help you if you are enduring legal issues. I hope you never need them, but when you do, if you do, make sure to remember Eskins, King, and Marty. 528-8888, 901-528-8888. Tell them Gary Parish told you to call. They'll be anxious to help you. It's Eskins, King, and Marty on the web, eskinsking.com. Major League Baseball has announced Jose Urena going to be suspended 6 games for hitting Ronald Acuna last night, this week. 6 games for a pitcher is 1 start.
Yeah.
You should not be allowed to throw a 98-mile-an-hour fastball at somebody's elbow simply because the person's been awesome for like a 3-game stretch and only missed 1 start. This is Major League Baseball messing up again. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but mostly we focused in the second hour on trying to identify...
This is the weirdest radio show ever.
Common names that are completely owned by one person. Right. Not like Rihanna or Barack or Kanye or Aretha, which is how we got into this. Those are unique names that are attached to superstar celebrities, people who are brilliant at what they do or famous for whatever reason. But they're rare names. So like whatever. Madonna. That's that. We were looking for common names that are also just associated with one person. If you asked, if you told 100 people, did you hear about Britney? They would say Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. They would assume you're talking about Britney Spears.
Yes.
Here's the list.
Yeah.
Britney, Whitney, Hillary, Ellen, Kendall, Angelina, Peyton, Eli, Kim, I think Mariah as well. We're getting a lot of pushback on Brad.
We are.
Because people say Brad Paisley.
Yeah, Brad Paisley is a megastar, too. I actually forgot about Brad, but they're right.
Then we're going to remove Brad Paisley from the list.
Yeah.
I got two more before we get out of here.
Right.
Dion.
Sanders.
I think that might be close.
Dionne Warwick?
Whole bunch of Dion's.
Jeff would say Dionne Warwick, probably.
Whole bunch of Dion's, and Deion Sanders is the guy. I'm going to have to put that under consideration. Rosie.
O'Donnell.
Is it a common name, though?
Rosie...
How many other roses do you know?
I don't know any other roses.
How am I not friends with any Mariahs?
I don't know. You're not. I looked at your face.
That is the most surprising thing to me in this world, that when I went to try to identify Mariah,
she's not there for
I don't have eight. How is not a single Mariah friend requested me in all these years?
Maybe today, but
I want to be friends on Facebook with somebody named Mariah.
Yeah.
That's all I want for the rest of the day. I'll be happy.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Eagles-Patriots preseason football Super Bowl rematch, Gillette Stadium, Foxborough, Massachusetts. Tom Brady, age 41, going to get some preseason action. Kickoffs at 6:30. New England, 3.5-point favorite.
What should I watch on TV?
How about this?
Okay.
One of our common one-name celebrities, Ellen. Ellen's Game of Games.
I love Game of Games. It's a great show. If you haven't seen it, it's great.
I haven't, but I know you love it.
It's a good family show, too.
I know you love it.
Love it.
It's going to be on NBC tonight at 7. If you're up late, Ariana Grande is going to be on Jimmy Fallon. A$AP Rocky going to be on Jimmy Kimmel. Jessica Biel going to be married. going to be on Seth Meyers.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, New York Times had an interesting story about HBO where, yes, it's been profitable and successful for a long time, but they're really going to have to start building around their Sunday night schedule and get more original programming, or else Netflix and Hulu are just going to pass them by. So if that interests you at all, maybe it doesn't. But if it does, you can find it, New York Times.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
It'll be Friday. It means Dan Wolkin in the first hour, Jeff Cogg is in the second. By tomorrow, I'm going to have this list finalized, and I'll share it with you, I promise. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. Maybe back here tomorrow for it. So then be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
It is back to school time at Kroger, and that means it's go time for low prices. Find great deals on lunch ideas, school supplies, and more. Get back to school and save at Kroger. If you are a business looking to streamline your printing process and save a ton of money at the same time, call Michael and his team at Cartridge World Memphis. They will set a time for a complimentary evaluation, answer any questions you may have, and save you money. That means you don't have to...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.